Good morning, 7:35.
Time now for our dueling commentaries. Commentary and analysis from Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, brought to you by Liberty University. And we begin this morning with Bob Beckel.
Drones, those unmanned planes that have been used against terrorists in the Mideast, have found their way into the skies over the United States. The Obama administration and the FAA have authorized the use of thousands of drone flights over U.S. skies, mostly to assist local law enforcement in pursuing criminal suspects. There's nothing inherently wrong with helping the police chase bad guys. The problem is these drones, which have the ability to read license plates from thousands of feet, are not controlled by local police jurisdictions, but by the federal government, mostly the military. These domestic drone fights raise serious civil liberties issue, especially our right to privacy. A drone chasing a suspect's car down a road can easily turn his cameras into our backyard barbecues. If so, it's a good bet they're not checking out how well we're grilling our steaks. We already have thousands of fixed cameras recording us. Do we need thousands more in the skies over our heads?
Now, for a different perspective, we go live to Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, not so different. I actually agree with my friend Bob. Most people and nations don't lose their liberties all at once. Usually they're taken away in stages. Domestic drones could seriously erode our right to privacy. With high-powered cameras, drones can see into your backyard, who you're associating with, and monitor your movements. Proponents say drones could aid in crime fighting, but the right to privacy is not worth giving up in order to catch a few crooks. Helicopters seem to be doing a good enough job of that. Last year on WTOP, Virginia Governor Bob McDonald called drone technology great. The technology may be great, but the potential for excess has caused the Virginia General Assembly to approve a 2-year ban on drones in the state. The governor should sign the measure. It isn't often I find myself on the side of the ACLU, but on their concerns about privacy, I'm with them when it comes to drones. Mike and Bruce.
Thank you, Cal. Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel are part of commentary from all sides on WTOP.